Don't step there. That's from a trip to the Bahamas. I took a late night walk and woke up the whole neighborhood. Anyway, this is my memory palace, where I keep all the mnemonic devices that let me remember where I've been. There are probably over 200 rooms. In this one, the walls are covered with maps and knickknacks are everywhere. I particularly like the little plastic hula doll over here. If you jiggle it just right... That's from a barbecue at the Hui Hui Ranch in Hawaii. Yes, the palace is all in my mind, but very carefully constructed. So don't move anything out of place, like that carved sandalwood elephant you're playing with. It will evoke the tooth of the Buddha festival from Sri Lanka. Whoops. Noisy place. Let's get out of the travel room and linger in the library for a while. Actually, this is a concept that's been around for centuries. Create a palace in your mind and furnish the place with stuff that will remind you of the things you need to remember. And once you've assigned meaning to them, you'll never forget. Ever. Let me show you around. I'll explain more as we go. Here, I have a copy of Henry James' Portrait of a Lady. But when I see it, I think New York lady.
Yet. And at 81, I got a scholarship to the women's law class at NYU. And I tell them what goes on in 24 Fifth Avenue. And they say, go tell it to
It was Union Square, New York City in the late 1970s. A tiny woman, classically dressed, black cloth coat, hat, handbag, came up and just started talking to me.
And they told me that I helped catch the heroin ring. And there's a Ruth Powell next door to me with her son that sells marijuana and the motorcycle.
Of course, why I decided to keep that memory is a little unclear, even to me. I guess I'm just a collector. Or maybe I can't throw anything away. Shall we head this way to the billiard room? Don't trip over the boxes.
Approximately every 2 minutes.
4 o'clock, though, that's far out, man, because that stage only runs till 5.
It seems like your head has only touched the pillow when the sweet, gentle tone of the drill instructor...
Sorry, there's a lot of stuff that's still unpacked. I keep meaning to clean the palace up. I do have guests coming. Anyway, in this room, I look at the cue ball, I think cigarettes, and I hear my old friend Tom Gary's smoking hypnosis tape. We used to shoot pool together. He was trying to make money in the quit-smoking tape world.
There will be absolutely no circumstances in which you would ever again choose to smoke.
Oh, Rose and Terry must be here. Maybe they'll help me get rid of this stuff or at least get some perspective.
Hi! Hi, come on in.
Hi, Sil. How you doing, darling?
Oh, hey, Terry.
This is great. Look, the place is starting to look fabulous.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
Seal. Mwah. Mm. Have you added more rooms?
Oh, I've added maybe a few. Come on in and
show
you around.
We sit down in the newly furnished lanai, which happens to have a large Daffy Duck balloon floating aimlessly in the air. Terry might think I'm a little daffy myself, but I tell him about it anyway.
Everybody loves a parade. It's Macy's Day Parade, 1976.
That's great.
Encouraged, I find a memory from my old college days, recorded surreptitiously in a dorm room.
Listen, you can't stop that.
Look out.
That is really silly.
Come on, man.
Bob,
let
go of me.
Bob, don't worry about it.
Oh, Bob.
Really?
Really, you must...
It starts to occur to me that my treasured memories may only make sense to me. Upon hearing Michael's voice, I am immediately transported back in time. But for Rose and Terry, it's not all that exciting, and without a lengthy explanation, it's all open to interpretation.
Is there some pain upon my body at this moment?
Now, who is Bob and what happened to him? Bob clearly had a wet thing thrown on his shirt.
Actually, it was Michael. Michael had the wet thing thrown on his shirt. Michael was drunk.
Bob was the perpetrator.
So I wonder what Michael's doing right now. And wouldn't he be embarrassed to hear that?
Oh, please stop that, Bob. Bob, please.
Now we head into the red room.
So this is the embarrassing section.
Well, we're sorry for you, but we're going to listen anyway. And we're not going to hold back.
And we won't look you in the eye.
Yeah, we'll look away.
Here I find an angst-ridden song I composed and sang into a recorder some 30-odd years ago. I, of course, am riveted by the sound of the 18-year-old me.
It's blowing across my face like it should.
I think it ends soon.
Well, I have the disturbing feeling that, you know, if that was taken up by someone today, it'd be a big hit.
Well, there's some deep thoughts in there coming up.
Yeah, very deep thoughts and kind of that young girl's intensity on the vocals. I'm suffering alone.
There's lots of that. It's
singing
amazing.
Into my microphone.
This is starting to turn into a rather bad Andy Warhol home movie. Of course, he had a loft, not a palace. Why didn't I just throw this stuff out years ago?
But we all have this. We all have this clutter that we can't throw away.
I have 10 boxes of it up at my sister's house. But like I said, you know, I've gone through all the memory boxes recently. I can throw away one picture. I just like knowing it's there.
I mean, is it important to throw it away? I mean, do we need to throw this stuff away?
If it's more than a sheet of paper, throw it away. If it's just a sheet of paper, keep it. I mean, it doesn't take up much room.
So, some people save and others are ruthless, but I have all these odd bits of, well, voices. Wrong number messages left on my answering machine 15 years ago. There's nothing personal about it. In fact, it's a little weird, a little creepy. Like this one. I don't know Charles or the person leaving the message.
They got an answering machine. Who? Charles.
See, that'd be right out in my life. That'd be gone. That'd be music to listen to. But if I keep it, it's going to be there for another 10 or 20 years. And will I ever listen to it again? No. The answer is I probably won't. So it's gone. Got to stay light.
But of course, I have listened to it again, if only because I did save it.
Well, what's the difference between a collector of items, whatever a person may collect? They may collect cigarette cards or Franklin Mint, statuettes or
baseball cards.
What's the difference between that and people who collect just memories, just odd memories, just odd pieces of furniture, and they won't throw that out? I mean, some people just cannot throw anything out.
Knowing they are there seems to be enough, and yet I can't stop. Why, just this last summer at a guest ranch, I bought this cute little paperweight here, and... Oh, no. Now I'm probably going to have to go outside and build a corral. See ya. Bye.